Part 4. A. You will hear a short speech about companies going global. Listen carefully and complete the summary below. Companies going global today recognize the value of local knowledge. Joint ventures are on the rise, especially in China and India, where there are stricter limits on foreign investment, as companies seek partners with local knowledge instead of moving into new markets with full-blown acquisitions. According to an analysis of global merger activity by international law firm Allen & Overy, increasing numbers of international joint ventures are being forged in key regions, including Europe, the Middle East, and Asia-Pacific. A company's home culture can affect how they operate in other countries, sometimes to the detriment of their bottom line, according to research conducted by Dale Griffin and Kai Lee at the Sauder School of Business. When foreign companies enter a new country, they often make choices about financing guided by their own cultural tendencies, not based on factors in their new environment. This culture clash undermines everything from raising capital to mergers and acquisitions. In short, bulldozing one's way into a new market is not a smart business move, and companies from some countries are better at adapting to new cultures than others. Chinese culture emphasizes tradition and relationships, so companies expanding into China from countries with a cultural bias of self-direction and autonomy, such as France and Austria, should too be warned. B. Listen to the second part of the speech. Answer to the following questions according to what you have heard. Companies in North America don't always try hard enough to bridge the cultural divide. They assume that foreign firms struggle to compete in North American markets because of language barriers, but the opposite is the case. Foreign firms tend to communicate better than their American counterparts. In fact, their willingness to communicate clearly improves with their distance from the U.S. Foreign firms work harder to communicate. They explain their operations with more clarity and provide more numerical data than their U.S. counterparts when reporting earnings. The clearer their disclosures, the greater their success with investors in U.S. financial markets is. Working hard to communicate is only one part of cultural adaptation. In addition, flexibility is important too. It means that in these situations, you have to understand how to adjust. For Marianne Mathias, CEO of the high-end fashion company, that process went beyond simply adjusting to the culture in which she operated. Mathias fell in love with the vibrant fabrics of Ghana while traveling there after business school. She knew something would be lost in translation if she simply shipped material back to North America to be manufactured. Therefore, she absorbed local culture into her clothing, creating a truly unique product worn by people as influential as Michelle Obama. The key to doing business internationally is to be adaptive and to be positive to keep rich collaborations across countries, sectors, and companies.